Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 45 was another great week for ATXDR, which gained 3.66%, reaching the highest levels since June this year and is now trading above the moving average 200. We saw early signs of FOMO. The fear of missing out factor seems to be back. Lansing was the best stock with 23% plus, and the shares of Uniqure are now 14 days in a row up. News came from Erste Group, Rosenbauer, Vienna Airport, VIG, S-Immo, Voestalpine, FACC, Adico, Wienerberger Polytech Post and Zumtobel. And are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 45. Monday, Erste Group, the Czech subsidiary of Erste Group Bank, Česká sportovna, signed a contract with the insolvency administrator for Sberbank CZ regarding the potential purchase of its loan portfolio. In the event the process is approved and concluded, Česká sportovna will take over Sberbank CZ's active loan portfolio, which consists of client loans with a total value of around 1.93 billion euros. If given the requisite approvals from banking and competition authorities, the settlement of the transaction could take place during the first quarter of 2023 at the earliest. Erste Group, weekly performance, 2.03%. Rosenbauer, the Zurich Professional Fire Department is to begin operating the world's first electric automatic aerial ladder in December 2022. This is part of a year-long pilot project alongside manufacturer Rosenbauer International AG. During that period, the vehicle is to be put through its paces in three different urban environments on the streets of Zurich to explore its suitability for operational use, fighting fires, rescuing people and animals, providing assistance in severe weather, rope rescue, dealing with bees and other services are all among the operations for which automatic aerial ladders are used. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, minus 3.00%. Vienna Airport, in addition to passenger flights, Qatar Airways is now also regularly operating cargo flights to Vienna. The new cargo connection will be operated once a week effective immediately and comprises an important addition for Vienna Airport as an air cargo location. Qatar Airways has been carrying out passenger flights to Vienna since 2003 and was named the world's best airline in 2022 for the seventh straight year. Now the airline's subsidiary Qatar Airways Cargo will also regularly operate cargo-only flights to Vienna from its domestic flight hub in Doha starting today. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, minus 1.07%. Tuesday, VIG, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG has applied for a listing of its shares on the Budapest Stock Exchange. In coordination with the Budapest Stock Exchange, the expected first trading day is November 11, 2022. Ongoing trading is expected to take place in the main segment of the Budapest Stock Exchange, the equities prime market. The index committee will deal with a possible inclusion of VIG shares in one of the Budapest Stock Exchange's indices in the coming months. The shares of VIG have been listed on the Vienna Stock Exchange since 1994 and on the Prague Stock Exchange since 2008. VIG, weekly performance, 0.87%. SMO, listed real estate company SMO has contracted the acquisition of a total of 8 properties and 1 plot of land from its new parent company and majority shareholder CPI Property Group in the Hungarian capital. The purchase of around 109,000 meters to the power of 2 of lettable space is expected to increase the annual rental income by around 16 million euros. The transaction volume amounts to 238.3 million euros. SMO, weekly performance, minus 0.22%. Wilford, international bodywear group Wilford increased sales in the first half of the year by 29.4% to 54.3 million euros. EBIT came in at minus 16.9 million euros, previous year, minus 14.8 million. The company stated higher costs as reason for the lower result. Wilford, weekly performance, 0.81%. Wednesday, Voestalpine. Steel Group Voestalpine posted record revenue as well as record highs in all key performance indicators, KPIs, for the first half of its business year 2022-23. Year over year, the group boosted revenue by more than one-third to euro 9.3 billion. EBITDA soared 42% to euro 1.4 billion, given the voestalpine Group's excellent earnings performance in the first half of the current business year 2022-23 and given the expectation that the global economy will cool in the second half of the business year 2022-23. The management board of voestalpine currently expects EBITDA of between euro 2.3 billion and euro 2.4 billion for full year voestalpine. Weekly performance, 7.09%. FACC, aerospace supplier FACC generated revenue of euro 419.6 million inches the first three quarters, representing an increase of 17.1%, and EBIT amounting to euro 4.2 million. With revenue projected to grow by approximately 10% to euro 550 million, and EBIT in the low double-digit million range, the outlook for the 2022 financial year remains unchanged. The focus in the fourth quarter of 2022 will be on increasing production rates as planned and implementing further measures to enhance efficiency. FACC continues to expect revenue to return to pre-crisis levels in 2024-2025. FACC, weekly performance, -2.11%. Adecco, Adecco Group, a consumer and SME specialist bank active across Central and Southeastern Europe CSEE, achieved a profit after tax of euro 19.6 million for the first 9 months 2022, more than doubling the euro 9.6 million a year earlier. The result was supported by strong business development, solid performance in cost management and balanced credit losses. Credit loss expenses stood at euro -16.3 million, 3Q21, euro -12.9 million. While the underlying asset quality continued to be strong, Adecco decided to remain prudent in provisioning. Adecco Bank, weekly performance, -4.42%. Thursday, Wienerberger, in the third quarter of 2022, Wienerberger, leading international provider of smart solutions for the entire building envelope, generated revenues at group level of euro 3,848.0 million in the first 9 months of the year 2021, euro 2,896.5 million. Revenues include contributions from the consolidation of companies acquired in the second half of 2021 in the amount of euro 391.7 million. Regardless of the challenging and volatile market environment, EBITDA increased substantially to euro 835.4 million, as compared to the previous year's level of euro 510.1 million. Compared to the corresponding period of the previous year, the operating result before interest and tax amounted to euro 629.1 million, 2021, euro 323.3 million. Given the excellent results achieved in the first three quarters and a strong start into the remaining fourth quarter, we are revising our operating EBITDA guidance for 2022 upward to euro 950 to 970 million. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 8.20%. Polytech, the Polytech Group, developer and manufacturer of top-quality plastic solutions, reported consolidated sales revenues in the first 9 months of 2022 euro 430.7 million, plus 3.6%. Sales revenues include the partial transfer of additional costs. However, the production volume has shrunk and therefore direct comparability is only possible to a limited extent. Since March 2022, reduced call-off volumes, repeated cancellations at short notice and especially the very high price level of materials and energy, have all had a seriously detrimental effect upon the earnings situation of the Polytech Group. In the first three quarters of 2022, EBITDA totaled euro 25.0 million, Q1, Q3 2021, euro 28.3 million, group EBIT in the period from January to September 2022, amounted to euro 0.24 million, Q1, Q3 2021, euro 7.0 million. Management expects positive EBIT for the 2022 financial year. Polytech Group, weekly performance, 4.30%. Friday, Austrian Post. The first 9 months of 2022 for Austrian Post were impacted by challenging conditions. International value chain disruptions have put an upward pressure on costs, which was further intensified by the war in Ukraine and currently makes an economic downturn very likely. Group revenue in the first three quarters of 2022 totaled euro 1,815.9 million, -1.0%, whereas third quarter revenue growth was up by 5.7% year-on-year. EBIT declined by 13.0% year-on-year from €144.0 million to €125.3 million. In line with current estimates, the company assumes that short-term visibility is sufficient provided and expects revenue for the full year 2022 to be at the level of €2.5 billion generated in 2021. The company expects earnings to be at least at the midpoint of the previously indicated range, 2021 EBIT, 205 million, 2020 EBIT, 161 million. Austerity Chiche Post, weekly performance, 13.86%. Zumdable, Lightning Group Zumdable recorded revenues in the first half of the year of €627.8 million, which were 10.6% above the prior year period. EBIT totaled €50.8 million, which represents an EBIT margin of 8.1%, H1-2021-22, €35.0 million, EBIT margin 6.2%. This development resulted above all, besides a better availability of components and, in part, higher sales volumes from higher selling prices and positive FX effects, the company stated. Furthermore, the net profit for the period increased by 46.8% to €33.7 million. The management board of the Zumdable Group increased full-year guidance and is now expecting a revenue growth of 4% to 8%, previously, 3% to 6%, and an EBIT margin of 4% to 6%, previously, 4% to 5%. For the 2022-23 financial year, Zumdable, weekly performance, 10.1%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.